For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. Israeli and Palestinian negotiators are set to begin their initial talks soon in Washington to lay the groundwork for further peace negotiations. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he strongly supports the resumption of the peace talks between Israel and Palestine. U.S. President Barack Obama says it is a promising step forward. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has named a former U.S. ambassador to Israel as the lead negotiator. The talks, which have been stalled for 3 years, follow 6 visits to the Middle East in the last 5 months by Kerry. The breakthrough also comes after Israel approved the release of more than 100 Palestinian prisoners. At least 40 people have been injured after a train collision in western Switzerland. At least 5 of them are in serious condition. The crash took place in Vaud Canton, 50 kilometers southwest of the capital Bern. Witnesses say the two trains collided head-on early Monday evening. The driver of one of the trains is believed to be trapped inside the wreckage. The collision comes days after the fatal train derailment in Spain, which left nearly 80 people dead. Europe's top diplomat is urging Egypt's government to reach out to the Muslim Brotherhood. Catherine Ashton is in Cairo to mediate an end to the country's political turmoil. Ashton has met with Military Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, Vice President Mohamed el-Baradei, and Interim President Adli Mansour. Ashton has also met with representatives of the Muslim Brotherhood. She asks all sides to start an inclusive transitorial process, which would include the Muslim Brotherhood. It was the European Union foreign policy chief's second visit to Cairo since President Morsi was ousted nearly a month ago. Tunisian Prime Minister Ali Larayed says he and his government will not quit despite opposition demands. Larayed says his government is not clinging to power, but rather fulfilling its duty. He has also called general elections for December amid demands for the ouster of the Islamist-led transitional government. Prime Minister's announcement comes after the assassination of a prominent opposition figure. Meantime, at least 8 soldiers have been killed by gunmen near the Algerian border on the backdrop of the political turmoil. The attack took place in the remote Mount Chambi area, where troops have been searching for hideouts of suspected Al-Qaeda-linked militants. The Syrian army says it has fully captured a district that was a key rebel stronghold in the central city of Homs. The Sana news agency says government forces have restored security to the neighborhood of Al-Khalidiyah. The announcement comes a month after Syrian government troops launched an offensive to oust rebels from Syria's third-largest city. Observers say the recent army operations in Homs is part of its effort to secure southern and central areas in Syria before opening a large-scale offensive to recapture the northern province of Aleppo. Taliban militants have stormed a prison in northwest Pakistan, setting free at least 40 inmates and injuring 3 policemen. Local police say gunmen used rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns during the attack on the jail in the town of Dura Ismail Khan. The prison houses hundreds of Talibans and other militants. Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. Foreign Minister Wang Yi says the Chinese government welcomes a price-undertaking deal reached between China and the European Union to resolve their dispute over solar panels. Wang Yi made the comments at a meeting with his Luxembourg counterpart Jean Asselborn in Beijing. Wang says the deal benefits both sides as well as the world economy. Meantime, EU Trade Commissioner Karel De Gucht has outlined the deal in Brussels. De Gucht says about 70% of Chinese solar panel imports to the EU have agreed to set a minimum price, though he has not revealed the details of the price. The deal comes 2 months after the European Commission decided to impose provisional anti-dumping duties on imports of solar panels from China. The Chinese government has denied contact between Chinese government officials and an advisor to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Japanese Cabinet Secretariat Advisor Isao Ijima reportedly visited Beijing earlier this month. It has been reported that Ijima held talks with Chinese officials about the possibility of summit talks during the visit. The Chinese Foreign Ministry did confirm Ijima's recent application for a visa to China. A senior engineer who committed suicide last week has been identified as one of several people who are being investigated by the police over a bridge collapse in Sichuan. The engineer, surnamed Yang, jumped off a building last Friday after being asked to participate in an investigation into the collapse. 12 people went missing in the incident earlier this month. 60 people, including the engineer, are under investigation in connection with the incident. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.